On behalf of And Recycling, follow along andrecycling.org. All we're missing is the cycle in the studio, but that's okay. Glad that you are here, Summer Gilbert. You're 17, doing great things at Hamilton High School on the team. Good morning to you, Summer.
Good morning.
Thanks to you as well, Hayden Fox, 15, student at East Grand Rapids High. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Nick McKee, age 19. You're the one that knows it all, right? 2017 graduate of Granville High and one of the longest tenured Andre members back in 2011. So kudos to you. We've got the Road Nationals end of the month in Maryland. We want to talk about your preparation and obviously why this sport is important to you. So let me start with you, if I may, Hayden. Tell me about And Recycling. Who is on this team? Who's this for?
This is for juniors around the state of Michigan who get into the sport of cycling and get invited onto this team to ride and most likely go to nationals, but just train with the team and learn a lot about life and riding bikes.
Awesome. What kind of cycling are we doing here? I'll stay with you, Hayden.
It's road cycling, so really thin tires and on the road really fast.
And when did you get into it?
I got into it about 4 years ago when I liked watching the Tour de France a lot in the mornings. I would always watch it and thought one day, I really want to do that. Like, that looks like a lot of fun.
And you did. We'll talk about a little of your resume. Summer Gilbert, glad that you are here. The oldest, well, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, let's not even go there. Oldest team member. You've been on the team since 2014, finishing in the top 10. Yes, so that's cool. You. What brought you to this sport?
I got into cycling, just mountain biking with my dad at local races when I was younger. And I had good results. And then when I was 14, I submitted my application to Andre, and then I switched to road, and I've stayed with road since. So
great. What's how are women in this field? Are you still in the minority?
Yes, like cycling is definitely a male-dominated sport. So
let's change that up a little bit.
Yes.
Back to your resume in just a second. Nick McKee, tell us about you.
I started racing in 2011, and I raced my entire junior career up through 2017 last year with Andre Machine Starter Junior Devo, and then I actually signed my first pro contract last fall, and so I'm racing for Avolo Cycling now, and it's a professional team out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. That's where it's based.
Congratulations to you, where you you grew from a beginner to a standout nationally, mentoring obviously now to those and Abelio.
Avola
Cycling on the collegiate team as well at Fort Lewis College. And what, a 7-time top 10 finisher nationally in your age group while riding for Andre?
Yeah, never got that Stars and Stripes though, sadly.
Oh, well, you know. There's always
the next this year.
That was this year. okay, let's we'll backtrack on more of your resumes, but let's go back to what is happening the end of July, Hayden Fox.
It is the USA Junior Road Nationals at the end of July in Hagerstown, Maryland. Just a lot of fast racing from all juniors around the country.
What's your distance?
First day is a time trial, and that is 12 kilometers. Well, 15 kilometers, 12 miles. The second day is the road race, and that's around 40 miles. And then the last day is a criterium. So that's like a circuit, or a really close circuit in a city. And that is like 45 minutes.
You personally competing in all three events?
Yep.
Yes. How about your involvement, Summer?
I'm doing the same as Hayden, but I'm in the 17-18 category. Mm-hmm. So my races are just a few miles longer. I think my road race is, like 51 miles. Mm-hmm. The time trial is a 20K, and then I think my criterium is the same. So,
are you placed in different cats?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So there's different categories between us from men and women and ages. So it's 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17, 18 year olds old.
Nice. And Summer, again, per what Hayden just mentioned, you'll be competing against other females,
yes.
Correct, on this. Do you have any involvement at all, Nick, or again, you're done with this?
Actually, they have an under 23 category there, so I will be racing there, not for Andre again, for Avolo, and I will be doing the same race is just a lot longer. I think our road race is 112 miles. Our time trial. Our time trial is something close to 40 kilometers, and then our criterium will be 75 minutes, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be all of the members of my team who are from America there. And so hopefully it works out well for us.
Summer, what's it take to get to this national competition? Besides having to ride your cycle fairly frequently.
You really do need a team, because it is an incredibly difficult sport to just sort of jump in without any support. Mm-hmm. And you do need like a solid training schedule, especially once you get to the older age group when the competition really starts to get fast.
So benefits of having this organized team. Your manager is Brant Hedler. Yes. Bike mechanics, coaching. Tell me more about that, Hayden.
So Brant is our team manager. We also have Jason Swalowski. He's helps out Brant, and they really teach us a lot. They'll bring us out on rides and teach us how to ride our bikes properly first, how to do the base things, how to ride in a pack, how to ride with people before we ever do any racing.
Is drafting allowed in your competition?
Yes, it is.
That's a whole different.
Not in the time trials, but in everything else. Yes.
And how much does that help or hinder, Nick?
There's not a moment I'm not trying to sit in someone's draft. It's when you're going 34, 35 miles an hour, you don't want to be the one pushing the wind. So you're sitting there as close as you can to people. And there's certain situations where you're only an inch or two away from their rear tire. And you all just have this vested interest in not crashing. So it's not as dangerous as people think.
Right. The one of the ways that you are preparing, tell me about Grattan on Wednesday nights.
Grattan is a
practice race,
and it's just a lot of fun, and it's mixed with men and women, so it's pretty cool just to like ride with different people, and like the men are more aggressive. It's just a different style, but still like super helpful, because you get to have a race each week. So,
have you won back to back age group fat bike national championships?
Yes,
I've done the one out, and wasn't that the one a couple years? Isn't that out the golf course or
yes,
where was it? Canonsburg this year, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. That's a whole different animal.
Yes. Since I started out with mountain biking, I'm pretty used to, you know, training the trails and stuff.
Yeah, awesome. Again, talking with three awesome athletes in the house. The USA Cycling Amateur Road National Championships happen in Maryland end of the month, and we're practicing here under Andre Cycling, andrecycling.org, talking to Hayden Fox, Summer Gilbert, and we'll call you pro, Nick McKee, which is awesome. Again, you talked about the team challenges of maintaining high expectations, and this no doubt costs money. Are you you dealing with GoFundMe or anything else to raise funds for this?
The junior team actually does a really good job of covering race entries, helping with providing bikes, which is a lot of the cost. I mean, you look at it, oh no, I crashed. I put a crack in my, you know, very expensive carbon fiber road bike. Mm-hmm. I can't afford that. Well, the team kind of helps shoulder that budget, shoulder that responsibility. And then as far as getting you to races and from races, getting you housing, it goes a very long way. And while we are not the best funded, it still is very, very helpful. And it a little goes a long way.
So Claire James here, who is a fellow Team Stellify member, she's associate with you at all?
Yes. She is
way awesome. And as we all know, she won the women's 5K. She tried Greenville. She'd never done a try. She won that.
Yeah.
And she's 12 or 13.
Yeah.
So we'll blame that on DNA. but let's go back to you with just a couple minutes left. What's it going to take, Summer, to, we'll say do your best, but what's going to take to do what you need to do in Maryland?
Extreme dedication. Yeah. Just make sure I'm staying relaxed and, you know, as focused as I can. It's going to be a pretty strong field. So,
have you looked at the terrain? Have you looked at the
yes.
where you go and, you know, what's your ground? That's part
mm-hmm.
of the preparation,
yeah.
isn't it? What hills you have
yes.
and yeah. Expand on how you are preparing, Hayden.
I train pretty much every single day. Of course, you have to have off days because you can't train every single day or else you'll be burnt out. But doing a lot of training, looking at treating my body right, eating healthy foods.
Slip up on the healthy food?
Yes.
Good.
That's the reason I ride bikes.
Yes. How about you, Nick? What's what's your next big deal?
I'll be racing the same races or the same weekend as them, and it's gonna take it's more of a team effort the higher and higher you get and the older you get, because there's eight guys and you have to work for one or two of them, so it's gonna be a lot of concentration, a lot of coordination, and a lot of luck to make it happen.
Are you watching the Tour de France now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Watching in the car before I came in here.
That's what, let's get you out of here. All right. Well, congratulations to you all. And again, much more extended resumes you all have, all of you winning in your age groups and more. So, do your best at this USA Cycling Amateur Road National Championship. Hayden Fox, your final word?
Thank you so much for having us on the show.
Yeah. You were taught well, huh? Summer Gilbert, good luck to you. Nikki, you. Nick McKee, good that you represent Michigan well. Again, andrecycling.org looks like it might be our best bet to find out more information on your team.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Where could we follow you in your future then, Nick?
Avolo Cycling, we have an Instagram page, Facebook page, website, all that stuff.
Cool. It's where we live. Okay, stay safe, but... go get them. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.